The Quantum Increments of Progress, written by Z. Charnot, June 6, 1998. Part 5 of 5. Heading: Potentiation from Differences. There is a potentiation derived from differences, and the energy contained within the patterns of those differences. Again, there is no pattern which is without energy, and there is no energy which is without pattern. Because there is no pattern without energy, and no energy without pattern, any difference in pattern or in energy creates a potentiation. Potentiation exists between everything in the universe. Heading: Reaction Patterns. In chemistry, we are familiar with the concept of valence, the number of charges, negative or positive, for each atom or each ion. Valence determines reaction patterns. We are familiar with the concepts of degrees of ionization. There are oxidation, reduction, potentials. There is a gradient field that we create, which exists between what we are and what we can conceive of being. This gradient is bridged by what we are becoming in steps and in stages. These steps and these stages are the quantum leaps in the gradient and are points of cadence, providing interludes, depending upon harmonics, geometries, and scale. This gradient will be obstructed or will contain discontinuities. But these obstructions and these discontinuities may either arise from the quantum of transformation or from force bits or substitutions. These obstructions or discontinuities may forbid or may allow the progression of growth, of development, or even of evolution. Heading: Function derived from potentiation and matrix. Physiology is the functioning of an organism. What we have and or what we acquire may either supply us or burden us. Thus, an ideal is to have what you use and use what you have. Cells do it. Molecules do it. Amino acids are the modular units of protein layers. The finite volume of the cell limits the total inventory of proteins and amino acids in the cytoplasm. So if the duration of reaction service is short enough for a particular protein, it may make that protein an excellent candidate for recycling, dissociating it, releasing the component amino acids for the assembly of other proteins. Heading: Similarities and Differences. Similarities create links or connections, a kind or degree of relatedness. Potentiations are derived from differences between two states, two postures, two positions, or two relative motions, etc. A circuit or a matrix forms the gradient between the states, the postures, or the positions. The number of configurations, the number of steps or stages, relates to the extent of the differences. The numeral 1 can be transformed into the numeral 2, tilting it, curving the top part of the stroke of the numeral 1 and bending part of it, which diminishes the relative size of the numeral 2, but provides the shape, but provides a principle of least change to yield the transformation. Each transforming event constitutes a form artifact of the process of transformation. Before the straight bottom of the numeral 2 is formed by bending sharply, the remnant of the numeral 1 descends to looking like a question mark. Functioning entails needs, but obstruction can come from either deficiencies or from surpluses. Form is an artifact of process. We can characterize the productivity of process by the number of artifacts and the kind of form artifacts or the processes, but we must be cautious not to regard the form artifact as the only product or the most important product of the process. Many process vectors combine in parallel and in series circuits to determine the physiology of an organism. Heading: the transcription function. Transcription of DNA generates cell multiplication and differentiation. Transcription involves ratios of the similarities of multiplication and the differences of differentiation. The problem of organic form, organic behavior, and organismic processes is the problem of where it leads. What's next? Heading: growth, development, and progress. Healthy progress is more than extrapolation. System gain transcends the extrapolation patterns of more than. The range or the rate of processes of a living organism can be extended through system gain. We may gain freedoms from a power of adaptation, situating expeditiously between sectors, zones, or fields in the universe, and allowing not only flow, but modulation and translation. We become an ecological node in a matrix. We are variant, passive and active, allowing and disallowing. We are counter-entropic. We derive this characteristic from system gain.